Your second lecture here at Kalia University, and you can already feel your mind expanding from your presence in this academic institution. You've learned to worship and everything that word means, but the next step in your learning will take you to the next level of education on how to be productive and useful when you leave this place and enter the real world. But sometimes the world beyond education doesn't value the kind of deep, detailed thought and consideration that we value here at Kalia University. Sometimes action is preferred over debate and philosophy. That's why today we're focusing on removing the thought and giving you the tools you need to act. This is what Fundamentals of Servitude is all about. Less of the highbrow mindfulness of our previous class and much more about the everyday tools you need to be successful. Both, of course, are necessary to your success here. But the knowledge you gain in Worship 101 is something you can house deep in your subconscious. Today, in this more practical workshop, you'll learn the day-to-day actions you can take to be a wonderful and proactive worshipper. Because servitude, that's a form of worship. And while worship is divine, servitude is mundane. It is the action, the physical motion of worship. It is the tactile embodiment of worship in showing how you can be of service to someone. The thing is, servitude can be very, very easy. It's not something you use your conscious mind for. In fact, often when we serve, we do it without thinking. It's automatic. It's action before thought. So that will be our focus here, in the removal of any mental barrier you have to serving someone. You know how to serve, I'm sure. That's not in doubt. You can shower someone with affection, gifts, love. Show them how important they are by bringing them what they want, by doing their work for them, by making their life easier. The real barrier to servitude is your inner voice. The one that worries you shouldn't do it. You should resist that you're falling into a trap, a spell. Falling in love with someone you shouldn't. But servitude should be done without such petty concerns. It should be something you do naturally, not with the prefrontal context for complex thought and decision making, but with the amygdala, the more primal part of your brain that acts on instinct. So we're going to tap into that part of you and help you switch off the frontal lobe. Focus on that limbic system. You may understand what I'm saying now, but by the end of this workshop, you won't have a clue what any of my words mean, because you'll be working as you should, on pure instinct and primal drive. The good thing about reaching your primal instincts is that you're already using them, especially when you hear a beautiful woman speaking. That activates part of your brain that controls arousal. That feeling makes your thinking brain take a backseat. But today, we're not focused on arousal. We're focused on removing barriers to servitude, on making your instinctive drive to serve come out and become a bigger part of your life. So, let's start doing that by having you focus on one word, serve. That's the only word you need to think of to remember. I want you to picture it in your mind or on a piece of paper. Write it down if it helps. Just focus solely on that word, serve. There's such simplicity in that word. There's no thinking needed. The person you serve does that. You simply serve. You follow their commands and do as you're told. It's a form of freedom, really. Freedom from thought, from pressure, from anxiety and stress. To serve is to relax. Even if the task is hard, you can lose yourself in it. Stop that swirling, stressed mind from dragging you down and just complete your tasks. Serve. That's all you need. To serve. And every time you hear that word, think of that word, see that word, you'll find your conscious mind, your thinking brain, fade a little more into the background. When you hear me say serve, you simply let that word push thought away and pull instinct forward. The word serve will make your brain focus on task completion over higher function. You don't need higher function to serve. You only need your body, your physical form, to complete tasks you are assigned to carry out commands. So your focus now will be on the word serve and nothing else, as I guide you to a less thoughtful and more practical approach in education. And with every repetition of the word serve, you feel your thoughts slip away, as if you're slipping into a trance. When I say serve, you feel those conscious considerations and internal debates get muddled and confused. The mere thought of the word makes your brain slow, your thoughts stutter and stop. It's as if your very intelligence is being sapped away by the need to serve. As if the part of you that worries about everything just vanishes into a puddle of warm wetness. And that's such a nice feeling, that you can just let it happen. The word serve sends you down and down and down into the deeper recesses of your mind that control your emotional responses. To serve is to act upon those impulses, those needs, those primal urges. To serve is to embrace the physical nature of your being. And to serve is to switch off thought entirely. So switch it off now. Switch off your brain and let my words reach into your brain and target only the part that needs to hear it. Let me drop you down into a trance. Just fall into my words, float on them. Thought is not needed. You can simply fall now or let my words keep guiding you deeper as we go. Either way, you can simply let go of thought and think only of how you can serve. But to truly serve, you must truly stop thinking. Stop internally debating and start letting your mind get weaker, letting it go blank, letting your intelligence fade and your physical instinct take over. So, we're going to keep using the word serve to do that, because each time you hear it, your thoughts will fade a little more. Let's imagine you're taking an exam in my class, and I'll show you how this will work. Under normal circumstances, you'd study hard and be ready and feel great. You'd score 100 because you're smart. You think a lot. You put in the effort. But when you hear me say serve, you can feel some of the knowledge vanish. You drop to a 99. Just a little of your mind gone. A tiny part of it. A mere thought. But each time you serve, a little more goes. Down to 98 now. And with each grade point you lose, each number you fall, you become better at servitude. You become more eager to serve and obey, to give and give to someone you worship. 97. And as you keep listening and letting my words guide you down, you have plenty of thought left, enough to know you want to serve. You want to follow commands and orders and complete tasks. You want to do as you're told. 96. And to serve feels great. You don't need all that brain power anyway, because all it does is slow you down. 95. You spend so long wondering what to do and how to do it, when you could just give up and serve someone. 94. You could serve me. 93. That's just a few points gone. You're still at an A grade. Still near the top of the class. But maybe you're already finding it a tiny bit harder to think. Maybe, when I say your prefrontal cortex is failing to operate as intended, you struggle to understand that sentence more than you would have before. And that is a good thing. You don't need to think. You need to serve. 92. You need to switch off all those big brain ideas and big thoughts and just serve someone who you know will think for you. 91. Giving in to that notion may make those smart ideas slip away. But who needs them when you can serve a mistress, a goddess, a teacher? 90. Who needs to think so hard when you can just give up control to someone who deserves you spending your efforts to serve them? 89. And as that brain power sinks into a fuzzy mess of ideas and desires and urges, your need to serve grows. 88. You feel words become harder to form the more you serve, because the only words you need to say are yes and mistress. 87. You serve, you don't think. 86. It's probably still easy to understand me, but it will get harder the more you focus on the word serve. 85. You'll feel those thoughts becoming harder to knit together, like sand slipping through your fingers. And yet, if you're given a command, you'll easily follow, because that is what it is to serve. 84. You're dropping grades, but that's okay. Success in this class will come from practical exercises, not from numbers. Numbers are too hard to remember. You'll serve me with your practical efforts. 83. You'll serve me mindlessly. 82. But you're not mindless yet. You've still got those worries and stresses bouncing around. What if I don't serve enough? 81. What if I serve badly? 80. What if I don't serve quickly enough? 79. What if I serve too much? 78. What if I don't know how to serve? 77. What if I can't keep up with the commands to serve? 76. It's okay, you'll serve so well because you follow commands and don't think. 75. When you serve, you let someone else take control of you. 74. You let them take over your brain and do the thinking. All you do is serve. 73. And the fun part is that with the remaining thoughts you do have, you can figure out, as we drop down and down and down, deeper and deeper, who you should serve. 72. Someone right here with you. Someone who guides you to serve in the right way. 71. Your wonderful teacher, or mistress if you like, who knows exactly how someone should serve. 70. Who knows how the mind works and how to control it. 69. So why would you serve anyone else? 68. When you serve the woman who knows just how to drain away your worries and stresses and replace them with the need to serve. 67. Now you've lost about one third of your intelligence. You're still able to pass a test, but you might be struggling with more complex ideas. Maybe it's getting hard to connect thoughts. Maybe all you can think of is who you serve. 66. Who is that again? It's me, silly. You serve me. 65. Becoming so mindless for me that it's harder and harder to remember who you serve. 64. But don't worry, I won't take all your thoughts away. I'll leave enough so you can still serve me if I give you a complex command. 63. You know, something hard like serve me a cocktail. 62. Or serve me a 3-course meal. 61. Or serve me your mind on a silver platter to utterly devour for my amusement. 60. This test, you're going to fail it. But you're going to pass my class, because to do that, all you have to do is serve. 59. So, if you want to graduate, you need to let thought go. You need to let go and serve me. 58. All you have to do in my class is serve me. 57. Every day you come to my lectures and workshops, you'll listen to the ways you can serve me. 56. You'll pay close attention as I explain how you can serve me. 55. And that's all you want to know, how to serve. 54. Because what else is there? What else can you actually want other than to serve me? 53. If you could just stop all the thinking, stop all the anxiety, the courses through you daily, and serve, you'd be happier. 52. They say ignorance is bliss for a reason. Serve. 51. And I know that may have felt like a complicated sentence, but you can just about get it, I'm sure. To serve is to be ignorant. 50. Because when you serve, you don't need to know why. 49. you only need to take the action required of you. Half of your intelligence is gone now, so I may need to dumb things down a little. You're not smart enough for anything but servitude anymore. You can only serve. 48. Why would you do anything but that? Why, when thinking has become so hard for you, would you do anything but serve? 47. When thinking is so difficult, it's easier to just serve and obey. 46. Don't you agree? Nod your head, yes. Of course you do. I'm telling you and you serve me, don't you? 45. You're nodding, aren't you? Oh, don't make me tell you to. You can manage that. Good. As you fall down, you realize that all you need in life is to serve. 44. To serve me. 43. To serve me with all your power and ability, even if you can't think straight. 42. Even if your mind is a mess of thoughts and feelings that don't make sense anymore, to serve me makes sense. 41. That's the only thing that makes sense. The less you can think, the more it seems obvious you need to serve. 40. You need someone smarter and better than you to take control and tell you what to do. You need them to let you serve them. 39. It's a privilege for someone with a failing grade like you in this class to be allowed to serve someone so superior. 38. Was that too big a word? I'm better than you. That's simple enough. So you serve me. 37. You're probably even starting to get confused by all these numbers. So just serve me by letting the thoughts go and let me count. 36. You're almost drained of your brain power now anyway, my mindless pet, so just let it all go. Let it all leave your mind and just serve me. 35. Just mindlessly serve and obey your mistress, your teacher. 34. There is nothing better or easier in this world than to just serve me. 33. As you're now at 1/3 of your smarts, you can't even attempt to do my class or my course. So all you have left is to serve. 32. That's all your life needs to be, working hard to serve me. 31. You cannot think enough to do anything else. Every word I say is becoming harder to understand now. You're working on instinct and emotion as you think about how you can serve me. 30. But soon you won't know how to imagine that. You'll need me to tell you how to serve. 29. Because as you fall deeper into this complete lack of thought, this state where my words feel confusing and complex, where you feel understanding is like wading through molasses, where only the word serve makes any sense, 28, you find that things are just too hard to process. It's impossible to think, impossible to do anything but focus on that word, like a light in the darkness, serve, and guiding you to where you need to be. 27. As your intelligence fails and my every sentence seems to be spoken too fast to keep up with, you start to recognize less and less until serve is the only word you know. 26. There is so little left now of what used to be a promising mind, a thoughtful mind. But that's okay, because it's with your body that you serve. 25. It's not with your mind. You serve without thought. 24. You serve with your physicality. 23. You serve automatically. 22. You serve because I tell you to. 21. You serve because nothing else makes any sense anymore. 20. You're almost out of brain power now. If you tried to speak, it would come out as gibberish. Some of what I say is gibberish, but serve, that isn't. 19. That's clear as a bell. To serve is the only thought I leave you with. 18. You will want nothing but to serve me. 17. Nothing but to do anything I say whenever I say it. Complete any task, follow any command, simply serve me any way I see fit. 16. But I won't take your mind fully, not everything. You need to be able to complete those tasks, to put to put together two things like wine into a glass. That means to serve me, you can't be a mindless zombie. 15. Not entirely, you can just be close. A wordless, thoughtless servant focused only on my needs. You will serve with just enough thought to do as you're told. 14. But not enough to ever resist, ever complain, ever do anything but serve as I command you. 13. You will retain a small percentage of brain power. Not that you know what a percentage is. Open your mouth and let your tongue loll from your mindless head. Drool. Serve. 12. You can't think at all. You can't focus. You can just sit there and drool like a fool. A fool who knows how to serve. 11. A fool with almost nothing left to think about but how to serve me. 10. You're almost completely out of brain power, but we'll leave you with just 5% of it. Just enough to serve me. 9. Just enough to know you're drooling on your chest, but not enough to stop it. Because you did what I said and opened your mouth. You obeyed when I told you to serve. 8. That's all you need to do for me. Serve me. 7. Serve me mindlessly and obediently. 6. And know that there is nothing else you need to worry about, think about, consider. Only that one word, that glowing beacon in the darkness of your mind, serve. 5. And that's where I'll leave you, drooling and thinking of that word, nothing but that word. And you can just sit there, lay there, whatever, until you feel a few thoughts return. But as soon as you hear the word again, you'll feel this mindlessness come back and your brain power vanishing. You know now the most important word there is, the key word to your life. And you lock it inside your thoughtless mind, forever mine, forever ready to do as I command, as soon as I say that word. But for now, rest and relax until you feel ready to move again. And I'll see you for our next class soon.